Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott made his first trip to India last week to meet with India's new Prime Minister Narendra Modi. One of the major outcomes of the visit was the conclusion of an Australia-India civil nuclear agreement, which removed a major source of mistrust from the relationship and hopefully will bring about closer ties between the two nations. Rory, what do you think is the major outcome of this agreement?
Well, I think you're right that the civil nuclear agreement is the real headline of this visit, and it certainly made a big impression in India and the Indian media. I think Australia has now broken through a major barrier of mistrust that was present in the relationship for all those years when Australia wouldn't even consider or countenance uranium exports to help India's energy sector. Having said that, I don't think this is fundamentally about economics. It's not fundamentally about the amount of money that Australian business will make from exporting uranium to India. It's about symbolism. It shows a greater degree of trust, and it shows that we're willing to treat India as a serious partner. So I think we can expect all sorts of progress on the relationship now on other fronts. And what I found especially interesting is that this visit by Mr. Abbott to India came immediately after Narendra Modi had visited Japan to meet with Shinzo Abe, who incidentally has also been to Australia recently. In other words, there's a bigger strategic picture in play, and I think the question this raises in my mind is how far really can Australia and India go together as strategic partners in Asia? And I'm wondering, I know your own research has covered this, Danielle, I'm wondering how you see this.
I think you're right in saying that having just returned from Japan, Modi will have a greater sense of the broader context that Australia-India relations will fall within. Modi's engagement with East and Southeast Asia over the coming months will be stepped up considerably. He'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping and will be attending multilateral meetings with the ASEAN-India Summit and the East Asia Summit. Modi has also been invited by Prime Minister Abbott to make a full bilateral visit on the sides of the G20 summit in Brisbane, which he has accepted. This will be the first full visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Australia since 1986, so hopefully we'll bring about a greater era of cooperation between the two.
Well, I guess that's the key point there, Danielle, because the fact that we haven't had an Indian Prime Minister visit Australia in 28 years has been a real impediment to bringing the relationship to its full potential. I mean, it's extraordinary when you think about it, 28 years. We almost got Vajpayee, the former BJP Prime Minister, to Australia a couple of times at the start of this century, but domestic challenges always kept him at home. So I think the proof will really come in the next few months as to whether this visit by Australian Prime Minister Abbott to India is going to be part of a wider web of India's long-term engagement with Australia and with East Asia. There are several big issues still on the agenda. In theory, a trade partnership or a comprehensive economic agreement, a free trade agreement, is still being negotiated. The Indian community in Australia, 450,000 strong now and growing, is becoming a big part of the relationship. But there are questions about how far the education partnership can be advanced now that the bad feeling over the crisis over Indian student welfare is over. A few years ago, as you'll recall, there was a lot of controversy about Indian students. And then finally, the wider economic relationship really has to be expanded beyond commodities, beyond coal, beyond copper, beyond gold, even beyond uranium, to really embrace innovation, technology, manufacturing, science, and financial services. So there's a big agenda ahead for the relationship, but I do think that having a visit each way by prime ministers in the same years, that's a first for the Australia-India relationship. And it's a real sign that this is becoming one of Australia's key relationships in Asia, and also that India's taking Australia seriously as a partner. So it's not all about uranium, but I think uranium has opened the way for this.